Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 269 for Tuesday, February 17th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were holding on to small gains Tuesday morning as bullish technical signals and spillover from gains in Chicago soybeans provided support. Canola was up 50 cents to over $2 in early trade, the March contract up $1.20 at $468.60 per ton. Canola futures moved above nearby chart resistance on Friday, hitting their best levels in 7 months, and managed to see some follow-through speculative buying interest to start the week after the long holiday weekend. Solid commercial demand from both exporters and domestic crushers contributed to the firmer tone, although the gains were tempered somewhat by the strength in the Canadian dollar, which was up by about a quarter cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. Losses in soy oil, the large South American soybean crop, and Idea's canola is starting to look overbought also helped limit the advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all up in early trade, with some of the biggest gains in wheat. Wheat was up 4 to 10 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 4 at 5.37 per bushel. News that fighting was still going on in eastern Ukraine, despite the recently brokered ceasefire, provided some underlying support for wheat as the continued threat of disruptions in wheat exports from Ukraine and Russia left the door open for more U.S. business. A weaker tone in the U.S. dollar internationally helped fuel that export demand talk as well, as the softer currency should make U.S. wheat a bit more attractive to some international buyers. Cold weather across some U.S. winter wheat growing areas was also supportive. Corn, it found some support from the weaker U.S. dollar and ongoing tensions in Ukraine, and was up 1 to 3 cents in early activity. The March contract a penny higher at $3.88 per bushel. A lack of significant farmer selling, as U.S. growers are said to have shut their bins for the time being, was also supportive, although ample supplies did limit the advances. Soybeans are 4 to 6 cents higher, the March contract up 6 at $9.96 per bushel. Solid export demand contributed to the gains in beans, although losses in palm oil limited the upside. The advancing South American harvest also served to keep a lid on the bean market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, February 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.